Welcome back to episode 4 of Are We Sorry?
Are we?
We'll see.
C'est parfait.
Thank you.
C'est parfait. This is new for us because we're recording in the morning. We usually record at night. So hopefully we got the same banter.
But we had a sleepover.
And pancakes this morning.
We were supposed to record last night, but it was late and I had worked all day and we were like, let's just do it in the morning.
Let's just order pizza and watch some Christmas movies is what we did. Yeah.
We watched two.
Merry Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to see.
Strippers!
I was going to say Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, also.
Yeah.
As a stripper.
Yeah. And I had forgotten how cringe these movies are.
It's so bad. It was so bad.
Yeah.
No. But you have to, like, go into it knowing that's what it's going to be.
No, yeah, you're right.
You know? I think 'tis the season for Hallmark holiday movies.
Yeah. Like the Lindsay Lohan one. I want to watch it because it looks good.
Have you seen the first one with her?
Yes.
The one that was, like, from last year or 2 years
ago?
Yeah,
and she was, like, in a ski resort or something. Yeah. I loved it. And I told Mia last night, I was like, I see myself playing in one of those movies so bad. Like, I want to. It's calling my name.
You should look, because I bet there's, like, castings and stuff.
I don't know.
Because most of them are filmed in Vancouver.
I know. That's what you were telling me. I don't know how it works, but maybe I should look into it. But
yeah, look it up.
I don't have any experience yet.
That doesn't matter. You're pretty.
Oh. Is that, like, a free card? What do you mean?
Yeah. Just to be an extra or something.
Okay, yes, but I want to be.
And then
I want to be build the main up to it. Character.
Build up to it. You just want to walk in and be like, I'm the role?
Yes, it's me that you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. High expectations.
Some people don't want to work for their goals, but just want it handed to you. Silver platter. That's fine. I get it. Me too.
Oh my god.
Ugh. Said, this is my biggest dream ever, but I will not work for it. And I will not build up to it. So I guess I just will never have it. This will never be achieved.
Well, I wish that there was, like, some kind of manual that I was like, these are the steps that you need to take to reach your goal.
Google.
No, it's not clear enough. Even ChatGPT can't help
you.
Me.
I can give you a list and you'll say no and you won't do it. So, I could give you a manual and be like, this is exactly what you want and what you need. And you'd be like, yeah, that's great. I'll do it next week. And you would never do it.
What do you mean?
Because right now you're saying, no, I can't do it because I don't have a manual. And then if I gave you a manual, I'd be like, no, but I don't know.
Yeah, but who wrote the manual? You?
Yes.
Well, no, then.
Who do you want to write the manual?
Like, some fucking producer or something who's, like, telling you how to do it.
Okay. Perfect. So, let's say that producer gives you a manual and is like, here are the steps.
Yeah?
You'd be like, I don't have time this week. I'll do it next week. Next week I'll have time to send in my resume.
Okay, what's wrong with doing it a week later?
You won't do it a week later! You're gonna say the same thing!
No, I told you, 2025 is the year of action.
Okay, great. So, apply to a casting agency. That's your first step. As a producer myself of a large Hallmark movie, I'm telling you, that is the first step. Take headshots. Send them in.
Okay, give me a minute.
That's exactly what I mean.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
She said, give me 2 weeks.
Give me 2025. Give me a month.
Oh, I thought you meant all of 2025. All right. 2026, mark your calendars. Christmas 2026.
I'll be in there.
Cece will be the lead of my prince holiday. Isn't that one of them? A prince? Prince for Holiday or something? I don't know. Can't remember.
Maybe, honestly. That name would make sense. Prince.
And it's like, there's three of them because it popped off so much. I don't know. Anyways.
Like one, two, three? I thought three.
Correct.
I thought three. Three prints in the movie. There's three of them?
No, there's three movies. Yeah, they made a first one. Oh my. Okay. let me make it crystal clear. There was a first one they released. It was very popular, did well. So they said, let's make a second movie. They made a second movie. The second movie did well. They said, we need a third movie. They made a third movie.
See, that's what you should have said the first time.
Oh, sorry, I just thought I didn't want to take 7 minutes to explain something that most people would get in one sentence, but I forgot who I'm talking to.
This is how it's going in the morning so far.
Good morning!
It's giving cat and dog.
Yeah. We're going to bark in every episode.
No. Only you can. Let us know if you want me in a park every episode.
Oh, my my sleep cycle said that I snored 1 minute. Did you hear me?
No.
Let's see what the recording is. That does not sound like me.
No, I think you farted, though, once or twice.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Very possible.
Like, I thought someone opened the door. And so I woke up and I was like... And then...
I don't think it was that loud.
No, it wasn't loud, but... So I was like... And then I opened my eyes and I couldn't see anyone. So then I went... And then you for sure farted and I was like, oh, that's what it was the first time.
It's very possible. It was the pizza from last night. I believe that because I went to bed and I was feeling very gassy. Like, I was, like, bloated. So, for sure.
Well, thanks to Fresh Slice.
Yeah. Thank you, Fresh Slice, for sponsoring, not this podcast, but our sleepover.
The farts.
The gas.
What?
We're not good at this!
In the morning?
At all!
What? I think our Monday sessions are awesome. The fuck?
The fuck?
Did you see that trend?
No.
The fuck?
The fuck?
Yeah. Like D A.
Da fuck?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Da fuck?
Yeah. It's like a trend where people will say something and then at the end of their sentence they'll say the fuck. But it's usually they'll do it to like their parents or their grandparents or something. And then they're like, what did you say? And then they say another sentence, and then they'll say the fuck at the end. And then they're like, I don't know what you're saying. What is that word?
Like, they just don't get it.
Oh,
instead I've of never like, seen that.
The fuck? The fuck? Like, the what?
Chanson tout perdu, les pauvres. I feel like it sounds the exact same to me.
Yeah, me too.
The fuck? And the fuck? Same shit. I genuinely don't hear a difference. I feel like I'd be like, why do you keep saying the fuck at the end of your sentences? That's what I don't get.
It's such a weird trend. Yeah, I guess it's like a Gen Z thing.
Gen Z thing?
Yeah.
Babe.
Are you Gen Z?
You're looking at it.
Are you?
I am.
Are you not, like, right in the middle? No, you're Gen Z. You're 2000.
Well, there's only Gen Z and Millennial. In the middle of what? What's the middle?
I meant, like, half a Gen Z, half a Millennial, like
that's
that.
That's not a thing. What do you mean?
I know. It's not.
I was born on the day where it switches over at midnight. Therefore, I'm half and half.
No, I know it's not a thing, but in my mind, you were, like, in the middle of both. But no, you're born in 2000, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're clearly Gen Z.
I'm pretty in the middle of Gen Z. Because it starts in 97.
It's oh, like, it starts earlier than I thought.
Yeah, everyone does. People who are 99 are like, ooh, you're Gen Z, I'm a millennial. I'm like, no, you're not. Mm. No, you're not, you motherfucker. First of all, you were born 6 months before me, so calm down. We had the same childhood. We've been in the same class.
They're like, I was born in the 90s.
No, literally. They're like, I'm a 90s kid. I'm like, for 7 months of your life, you were, which you don't remember, those first months.
Yeah.
I was conceived in the 90s. Anyways, people 99 are the most despicable group of people. Sorry if you're 99. They're just the superiority complex. It's like a god complex. They're like, you're born in 2000! Yeah. If your parents had sex 6 months later, so would you.
No.
Ugh. Anyways. So I'm pretty right in the middle of Gen Z.
Yeah, I guess so. So when does it end?
That's a good question, actually.
I thought it was like a 10-year thing, but no, it must be longer than that.
Maybe it's like 97 to 2007 or something. Let me look it up.
Look it up.
Z. 97 and 2012.
Mm. So a little bit. That was 15 years.
That was really good quick math. Because my brain went, wow, that's so random. I could not
have. 12.5? What do you mean?
Yeah. Whoa. Why is it like 13 and a half years? That's so weird. Good job on your quick math. Millennials is 80 to 94. Wait.
How does that make sense? What's 94 to 90?
I clicked on another picture and now it says 95 to 2009 is Gen Z. So maybe this is...
It's just incorrect.
Yeah. I feel like it very clearly says 97 to 2012. What does this picture say? Yeah, so millennial is 81 to 96.
Mm.
Wait. Yes.
I like the millennial group. I have nothing against the millennial group.
I don't really have anything against the millennial group either. I do use it as an insult, though. Like, I'll be like, oh my god, that outfit is so millennial.
You're right. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why people categorize us as being so old. We're not
but
that
it's
old.
Not old, it's just like, also like most people that are millennials, I wouldn't even say have that style, but it's just like a style where it's like, you stayed stuck in a certain year, you know what I mean?
Mm.
There will be a point where it'll be like, oh, that style is so Gen Z.
Oh, there, it's already
and
that.
I'll be like, mm-hmm.
All the baggy, oversized, like that's Gen Z.
No, but when it's out of style.
Yeah.
And then it'll be used as an insult, is what I mean.
Oh.
Because, like, now it's like, ugh, that's giving millennial. And I'll be like, oh my god, let me go change right the fuck now. I refuse. Like, bootcut jeans and, like,
oh.
Shirt that doesn't match. And poorly curled hair. I'm like, oh no.
Poorly what?
Curled hair.
You said curled?
Curled. Or the cold hair.
Oh, that makes me think of the movie Yesterday.
Oh, the Merry Gentleman. My god. I am so sorry to whoever the hairstylist was for... Oh, what's that actress's name?
Britt Robinson, yeah.
Whoever was the hairstylist on that movie?
Yeah, jail.
Maybe go back to school.
Oh, man.
Maybe, like, find another job.
It was when
know.
She had straight hair, but only three curly pieces.
Yeah, three strands. And that was giving a millennial. That's exactly what I mean. And oh. It's like, you can't just curl three pieces of your hair and be like,
call it a day.
Oh, my hair's curled. I'm like, no, you have to curl all of it. Curl the whole head.
Yeah, no, that was
and the wigs were... First of all, why was she wearing a wig?
I know.
I kind of want to... I wonder if Google would give us an answer to why she's wearing wigs that whole movie.
Yeah, but then her, that's like maybe she's going through treatments.
You think we wouldn't have heard about that?
I don't know. But can you imagine? We're like, why the fuck?
Yeah.
Little do you know.
It's like she's bald because she's going through chemo, you asshole.
Literally. That's why I'm like, let me just not say anything.
What's her name again? Britt
Robinson.
Robinson. Okay. Oh, it's a TikTok. Oh, wait a minute.
You mentioned that man that your character falls in love with. Mm-hmm. A guy called Chad Michael Murray.
Oh, because this is what her hair looks like currently. Hold on.
Watching that man
Let me just pause this.
Is it brown? Oh, it's true. I saw that.
It's like a
pixie cut. Yeah, it's true. I saw that she had cut her hair, but I thought it was like after the movie. She looks so old there. Yeah.
She looks like she's in her 50s.
Belle, wow, le 50s.
Non, facile. With the fucking outfit, too.
Yeah.
I literally went, who is that? Loretta Lynn? Like...
I mean, it's not giving her age. That's pretty... Well, then again, she's like... How old is she, we said? 30?
31. No, I'm sorry. She looks 57 here.
You're fucking exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
She's maybe giving, like, late 30s.
She looks like she is the HR rep in some, like, video when I'm starting my first day of work. And the video was filmed in the 80s, and this is... the woman, and she was in her 40s back in the... This.
I mean, the hair and the makeup is just not giving.
And the shoulder pad. Yeah. No, the whole thing. Maybe, but I do actually, like, I like the haircut, but I just...
Maybe she's filming another movie, and it had to be that type of hairstyle, and so she had to cut it.
There's a question on Quora. Why do most of the women on Hallmark Christmas movies wear wigs? The first one is character consistency. And I actually find that it's quite inconsistent when the wig keeps changing, but... Oh, I see. Wigs help maintain a consistent look for characters throughout the filming schedule, which can be spread out over time. So if you're filming it over the course of a year...
You think that...
your face, you're like...
You think that that movie was filmed over the course of 1 year? Probably 1 month. And call it a day, that's it.
1 month?
It was filmed in the same fucking place.
I think you don't know how much goes into a movie. Yesterday when we were watching the movie...
There was like two scenes that were for sure filmed the same day.
Yeah,
we had agreed.
Because she had the three strands of hair. Like, yeah. She had the same hairstyle. And we were like, oh, that was for sure filmed at the same time.
Yeah.
And then Cece goes, oh my God. That must be so confusing for Brit. To have to, like, switch from one script to the next, like, the timeline. And I'm like, that's how all movies are filmed.
I thought it had
we
to, like...
We see it consecutive.
No, obviously, but I thought it was filmed that way, too, so that it's not confusing for the script.
No. Fuck. It's filmed in, like, whatever makes sense.
But you know what? It's like, oh, let's say I kill you in, like, the movie. I kill you, I don't know, on day two on set.
Yeah.
But then we film, like... prior to that, and then I forgot that I killed you, and then I'm like, oh, shit. There you are again. Do you know what I mean?
How confusing. Maybe you shouldn't be an actress. Well, because, like, if you watch, like, interviews of people who, like, for example, were, like, co-stars in a movie, like, sometimes they, like, barely saw each other at all. Because you know how, like, sometimes it'll be filming just, like, my face, and then it's, like, an extra doing your... Like, sometimes they're not even in the same room.
That's so crazy.
For, like, those parts. Or, like, if they built one set. Like, if they built the set for, like, a library or whatever.
Yeah,
they're not going to build it every single time they have to use it. They're going to film all of the library scenes in one day or whatever. Also, I've never worked on a movie set, so I'm saying this based on what I think.
And I'm just stupid. Apparently. Oh, I like that kid. Well, he's not a kid anymore.
Yeah, he's not. He recreated it. Did you see it?
I know. I saw it. I was like, oh my God. That shit is...
Apparently.
So apparently,
I never did been on live television before.
You have it pretty well.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Do you want to play the question game? I don't know if it's considered a game.
It's not.
Okay. Fuck me then.
Yeah. Do you want to start?
Like, okay. Do you want to start like, to I'll ask one question and then you ask one question? Okay. So we've prepared questions to ask each other. Can I say why?
No.
Okay. We just decided out of the blue to prepare questions to ask each other.
We don't know what they are, so.
And we don't know what they are.
Hopefully I can answer them.
Yeah, probably not. You won't be able to think of anything in
a bit. Exactly, on the spot, thanks. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, my first one is, what's your biggest dating regret?
That's a good one! I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is just dating under my standards.
Just dating. I actually regret being not alone.
No, be dating under my standards. And just, like, forgetting about the bars that I set in, like, relationships. And then just forgetting about them when I start dating. Which is just, like, forgetting about me and...
Like, such as? Like, do you have, like, an example? Of, like, something that you're like, I want this. And then you didn't get it. And you're like, no, it's fine.
So many things.
Have you ever been treated well? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, it didn't last very long.
Yeah, I didn't like him, but...
Okay, next.
Okay, well, you asked me one. I thought we were alternating.
Okay, yeah.
It's not like an interview.
Okay, mine is... If you could instantly gain... a skill or a talent, what would it be and why?
And it can't be, like, a magical power. Like, it can't be, like, teleportation.
No,
I think it has to be, like, a real...
Yes.
Hmm.
You're like, I can't think of anything. I'm already so talented.
What do I not have? Singing, dancing can do that. Acting can do that. I act... interested all the time when I'm not. That's a skill. I already have that. See, this one I feel like is more practical. I would love to be able to fix cars. Do you know how much money I would save?
That's smart. That's a smart skill.
Like, if I could be like, oh, I need an oil change. Let me just go Canadian Tire and get the oil.
You could do that now. I'm talking about, like, changing your brakes and shit, like, changing
Transmission. No, but I mean, like, something so simple, I could in my head, I'd be like, oh, that's so easy, I'll just do it. But now I'm like, I'd have to learn, you know? And then, like...
Do you know how easy it is to change your oil? You're making it sound fucking difficult.
Okay, I'm sorry. You said, what skill do I want? I told you what skill I want, and now you're shitting on me for not having that skill. I don't like this game.
Fuck you. So I'm like, babes, you can learn that in 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Probably. Like, YouTube it. There's for sure video 2 minutes long. Bim bam. It's done.
Bim bam. Have you ever changed your oil yourself?
No, because I don't.
Okay, perfect. So I don't want to hear it.
I've looked it up. It's super easy. I just don't have, like...
The skills, yep.
No!
Perfect!
C'est parce que faut que tu fasses monter ton char. You could go under, because, like, I had the Jeep, so, like, you could go under easily, but, like, for example, your car, it's too low.
You need a lift.
You need a bit of a lift.
And you, need a bit of a lift? Yes. I meant, like, you need a lift, like a car lift.
Yes, I know, that's what I was saying. And then you need...
You need someone to lift it a little.
You need a bucket to dispose of your
I can get a fucking
oil.
Bucket.
Well, there you go.
But I don't know how to dispose of oil, because you can't just...
Yeah, you can't throw it in, like...
Yeah.
In the toilet or, like, down the drain.
No.
I don't know.
Because, like, I asked a friend to do it, and he's like, I could do it, but I wouldn't be able to dispose of the oil. You, like, a garage has to.
Oh, interesting. I don't know. But, okay, so you would want to be a mechanic as a skill.
Yeah, I just would love to know, like, I'd love to be able to fix stuff myself.
Yeah.
Because my, right now, my side mirror is cracked.
Yes.
And I want to get it fixed, and I'm looking to do it myself. So I'm looking up videos on YouTube to learn how to do it. And I was like, I'm pretty, like, it must be pretty easy. Like, you just take the mirror out and just put it back in.
It must be, like, glued on.
No, glue is not holding my car together.
Just a fucking mirror, probably.
No, it's, like, it's snapped. In.
Oh, okay. Like, okay, yeah.
But I want to change, like, the whole... Because I looked to change just the mirror part, and that's, like, pretty easy. And I was like, I'm going to do that. But the plastic part is cracked, too. So I was like, let me look at changing the whole thing. And then I was like, I feel like I can do that. And then I start the YouTube video, and it's like, so first you have to start by taking the paneling of the entire door off.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay. I feel like, all right.
In the winter, too?
And he's like, and then taking these screws out and these screws out. And I'm like, oh, fuck.
And
I don't know if I can put it back.
Is that specific to your car or just any?
I feel like most cars, it's probably about the same. But that video was specific to my
make and model. Yeah.
But I'm going to try to do it.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Cool. It's a pretty boring answer, but...
But it's a smart skill.
It just would save me so much money. Yeah. And then I could charge people for it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Your turn.
Your turn. My turn. What was your first impression of me?
Oh, that's kind of funny. I mean, the backstory is that when I started working at Lulu, Mia was already working there, but we had applied for the same role, her internally and me externally, and then I got it.
Yeah.
So when I came in, I didn't know that she had also applied for that role, and she was being, like, extra nice to me, and I was like, is this sincere? Is this genuine? And then someone told me that she had applied for the same role, and I was like, she has it out for me. Like, she wants to befriend me just because she wants to, like, see me fail. Like, I was like, oh, no. She's, like, she's malintended. Is that how do you say it?
Like, ill-intended.
Yeah, she's ill-intended. I was like, And then that was my first impression, I guess you can say.
So you thought I was fake. Like, I was being nice, and you were like...
You were being fake. Too nice. Yeah.
Okay.
But then, eventually, people were like, no, she's actually like that. And I was like, okay, cool. And then we started being friends, like, early on, because you invited me to go out, like, quickly. Like, a week or two.
No.
I probably said no, because I was too shy. But you're like, oh, yeah, let's go out for drinks. And I was like, my first friend? Literally. And then the rest is history.
That's so funny.
But no, I thought you were super nice.
Well, no, you thought I was fake.
Well, yeah, but I was like, oh, my gosh, she's so nice. It must be fake. But I thought you were super nice. You were super knowledgeable. When I got in, because I was new, so you helped me out, and you're like, I could have this role, you bitch. I'm teaching you shit. Okay, cool.
That was kind of fucked of them, though.
Yes, 100%.
To make me teach you things.
100%. That's so wrong.
Especially because the reason they gave me for me not getting the role was, you just haven't been in the role long enough. So try again next time when you have more experience.
Oh my god. And you're teaching
and then
me.
They hired external, and I was like, are you fucking joking? And then I was teaching you how to do things, and I'm like, I wasn't obviously not mad at you, but I was peeved at the
For sure.
People who decided. And I was like, okay, clearly I could have done this. But then I couldn't be mad because
you came. You actually liked me.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Okay. Next one is, if you could live anywhere in the world for a year, where would it be, and what's drawing you there?
Oh, there's so many options.
I don't know why, but I'm thinking about New Zealand, but I don't know if that's accurate.
See, I would go to live in New Zealand. Like, I've looked into it before. Me and Meg looked into it, actually.
Oh.
And I was like, I could transfer to a store there, like, I could work there. And I still would, but if I think I had to pick just one place to live for a year, it probably wouldn't be.
Mm.
And I probably would pick somewhere in Europe just because I feel like then you can see, like, if I'm living there for a whole year, I want to live somewhere where I can do a bunch of little trips.
Yeah.
And I feel like Europe is so easy to, like, travel
100%
within versus,
close.
Like, going to Europe from here is fucking long,
yeah.
Expensive, complicated, like, it's just not... So it would be somewhere in Europe. probably somewhere warmer or like by the beach.
Yeah.
You're so a beach maybe person. Like Spain, like south of Spain or something. And I could
have you ever been?
My Spanish.
No. No. Okay. No. I just think I'd like it.
That's fine. I thought maybe you had been for a vacation. No. You're like, I would live here for a year.
No.
It's fine. I did the same thing here. I had never been here. And I moved here.
Yeah. Woohoo. Woo. So yeah, I'll say south of Spain. Then I could work on my Spanish. I could do a bunch of little trips within Europe. I would see all the countries. I'd be so well traveled.
Do you speak Spanish?
Un poquito.
Hey boy. Say it louder.
No.
Why?
Goes up scale. I took Spanish for 2 years, and then I did Duolingo for like a while, but...
You find it helps?
More than doing nothing.
Yeah, you're right.
People always shit on Duolingo, and I'm like, I agree that it's probably not how you get, like, bilingual.
Fluent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, like, it's better than doing nothing.
100%.
And being like, Duolingo shit. And I'm like, okay, what are you doing? Exactly.
What are you learning?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. So, yes, maybe I can only say red pants and I want to go to the beach, but that's better than being able to say nothing. But yeah, no, actually probably the 2 years of Spanish in school was more
helpful.
Because then you learn how to like conjugate verbs and stuff like that.
I also did 2 years of Spanish. Oh, I think that it's such a beautiful language. I wish I could, I wish I could speak it fluently. Well, then just fucking learn, obviously. Like, no one's stopping me.
I wish. Actually, I changed my answer to the previous question. That would be a skill I would want right away.
Speaking Spanish?
Or just, like,
any other language?
Any other language.
Yeah. People who speak, like, 7 languages.
That's crazy to me.
Shook.
I don't get how you don't get confused.
Oh, I already get confused with 2.
Yeah.
I'm always switching from one to another.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But that actually would be a great skill. I changed my answer.
Yeah, right? Anywhere you travel, you
to
get
just to speak every language.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you can always, obviously this is not super mandatory, but you can like always understand what people are saying. You know, when people are talking around you and you're like,
you talk a shit.
It's true. That happened to me one time in Australia. There was these 2 French guys, like, from France. And me and my friend were just, like, sitting and eating. And they were talking in French, and they were talking about us. And I was just, like, pretending that I'm just, like, eating. Like, I don't know what you're saying. But I could understand. I was like, these fuckers are so... First of all, you're so dumb. You're not hostile. Everyone here speaks different languages.
Were they saying mean things?
No, not really.
Oh. And you didn't turn around to be like,
hello?
You didn't say anything?
No.
Oh, that's like...
I was too shy.
That's so fun to me. It's just like turning around and speaking their language. Mm. Yeah, who looks dumb now?
My friend, her and her brother, well, her family is like Francophone, so they speak French. And they were at a grocery store. And I forget exactly what the story is, but something like the lady was being really slow in front or like taking up a lot of room or something like that. And her brother just like said something in French being like, fuck, like this woman is like taking up so much space or something like that. And the woman turns around and answers in French, I'm so sorry. And they're both like, fuck!
Oh,
you're good!
It's fine!
Like, we're in Canada. People speak French. Not a lot, but some.
That's funny. Okay, that was mine.
Okay.
It's your turn.
Okay. What is a pet peeve that you think is relatively unique to you? It's like a pet peeve that you have that you're like, I feel like not that many people feel this strongly about this.
Oh my God.
You can take time to think about it.
I have so many.
I don't need time. I need time to say them all.
Wait. Sometimes I wonder if I'm like a clean freak. I don't think so. Like, some people are very intense. But anything related to cleaning is like a pet peeve of mine. So it's like, I don't know, if I see a hairbrush with a lot of hair in it, I'm like,
That actually really grosses me out.
Yes, I'm like, just clean it out. I clean my hairbrush every time I use it.
Yeah, that's like the other extreme. I clean it maybe every, like, I actually probably clean it every, like, 2 times. I clean
it quite often. See, there you go. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like every time I brush my hair, there's, like, hundreds of hair on the brush. There's maybe, like, I don't know, 10 or so, and I'm still cleaning it.
Yeah.
So I think that...
I get that.
You get it?
One of my best friends, like, it really grosses her out to clean the hair out, so she doesn't. So I'll do it every once in a while, because her hairbrush will be, like,
thick
with hair, and I'm like, I have to get... I'm so sorry, I need to rip this off. It's actually driving me crazy. And she's like, thank you.
Oh my god. She can just
do it.
Use fucking, like, a comb or something. Like, she doesn't have to use her hands.
But it grosses her out.
Then fucking throw it out and buy a new hairbrush. So I think that, another one would be, let's say I'm the passenger in a car. Mm-hmm. So someone's driving and it's either a road trip or whatever it may be. Like, they're following their GPS or they're taking the road by memory, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they miss their exit and they absolutely fucking lose it because they lost their exit.
Yeah.
Ew, such a pet peeve of mine. Like, ick automatically.
I was about to say, for me, that's an ick.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. It's like, fucking chill, just take the next exit. But no, they're, like, losing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they try to cut to take that exit. I'm like, actually, hello.
People who have road rage, like, to me, is such an ick.
100%. I'm
like, literally, relax.
100%.
It's not that deep.
No.
It's not that deep. You're fine.
You're fine.
And you're actually probably putting us in danger by being weirdly annoyed and, like, now swerving and, like...
I know.
Calm down.
The road is made for sharing.
Why are we in such a rush? We've got nowhere to be. We're going to the grocery store. You're okay.
I agree. That's... yeah, there you go. Pet peeve of mine. Road rage.
Yeah.
I'm so patient when I drive that it's, like... I could care less, like, oh, people are flipping me off, or, like, whatever, you know, whatever, maybe honking at me, I'm like, cool.
Oh, see, I that care makes less. Me...
Why?
That makes me sad.
Me?
No, when people, like...
Oh, honk, or...
Because I care so much what people think about me, that when people, like, honk at me, or, like, I cry.
Oh!
Somebody gave me the finger, like, 2 days ago, because it was my first day at a new, like, building. And I turned right, and then you had to turn left immediately. So I was, like, in the wrong lane.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, fuck, like, I'm going to have to, like, speed up and, like, go in front of this guy. First of all, I didn't cut him off. Like, he was fine. He was really super fine. It was not dangerous. I had plenty of space. Anyways. So I, like, speed up, go in front of this guy, and then go into the turning lane. And then the guy passes me and just, like, flips me the finger, and I was so stressed. It was my first day in a new building, and I started crying.
Oh!
And I was like, now he thinks that I'm a bad driver. Who cares? And then I got really angry at myself because I was like, you are such a fucking baby. You will never see this person again. He doesn't know who you are. He didn't even see your face.
Oh my god.
Who cares? Get over it. And then that made me cry more because I was like, I'm such a fucking idiot. And then I was crying. Yeah. Anyways.
So, yeah, but see, it's like...
Like, I just get just really...
Just fucking relax, dude. Is it worth giving me the finger over?
No, you're shut fine. Up. Also, like, he didn't even really need to slow down because there was a turning... Like, I just turned right into the turning lane.
Is it men usually?
100%.
Exactly.
100%. Well,
they don't know how to deal with their emotions. Yeah.
Not always, men. Oh, yeah, no, I just don't, I'm the same, like, I'm a pretty calm driver.
So yeah, like, you are.
I don't get it.
Yeah, me neither.
Why are we freaking out?
Yeah.
It's okay. The only time I get, like, really stressed is if I'm late for somewhere. And then I'll be like, everybody move on! And then I
yeah,
get
yeah, but
really...
you're still nice about it. Like, you're still a nice driver.
Yeah, I don't think
I do you know what super, I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway. So those, I know, those are two that came to mind.
Or, like, you know what else I don't get is when people, like, traffic drives people crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't I don't get it. I don't get why traffic is... Like, I get it in the sense that, like, oh, it sucks that it took a long time. But, like, when people get really angry in traffic, I'm like, you're just going slower. I don't understand why we're angry.
You're like, why the fuck is there so many people on the road? Why are you on the road, then?
Yeah.
The fuck?
We're also going into the city at 5 p.m.
Exactly.
Wait, everybody's getting home. Like, I get it if it's, like, people cutting each other off and, like, it gets, like, you know... hectic.
Hey, yeah.
But, like, when it's traffic on a highway and you're all just going, like, slowly moving forward and then the person's getting so angry, I'm like, what's happening? We're just going slower. Relax. I don't get it.
Me neither.
I don't forget. We're just gonna listen to some tunes.
Yeah.
Put a podcast on.
Just yap.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, especially if you're not alone. You're with another person. Instead of, like, being in a rush to get home to chit-chat, just chit-chat the car! Like, what? Anyways, that was my rant.
That's fine. Yeah. Like, we agreed on that.
It's so funny, I don't even remember what the question was.
It was
mine.
I think it was
your peeve. Yeah. And then I went off for 15 minutes.
Yeah, so I guess that would be it. I don't know. Those are just silly pet peeves.
That's a good answer.
Okay, thanks. My next one. If you could create a new holiday, what would it be called? And how would people celebrate it?
Ooh.
Because, you know, there's a bunch of days that we don't know about, like Donut Day.
Yeah.
And, like...
Everybody knows about Donut Day. First of all, everybody celebrates. Have you seen the lineup at Krispy Kreme on Donut Day? People know about National Donut
right.
Day.
You're right. But those types of that are not like Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
Who gets to create those?
I don't know.
Like, who gets to say... Because, you know, there's like National Girlfriend Day, National Boyfriend Day, National Dog Day. Like,
who said that?
No, but that's the thing. And, like, why is it a thing?
Like, national? Like, the government decided?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
the federal government said... In Canada, this is National Dog Day.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why is it in my Apple calendar? And I can't remove it. Do you know?
The ones that are in Apple calendar are like...
Like, legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, Remembrance Day.
Yeah.
Which is like, there's a reason.
Yes.
That
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I don't... See, my instinct is to say my birthday. And I would just make it a holiday. Everybody celebrates my birthday. And, like, there'd be a bunch of food, a bunch of different kinds of potatoes, mashed potatoes, scalloped potatoes, baked potatoes, just any kind of potato. Everybody brings a kind of potato. And everybody gives each other gifts. I love gifts. I love giving gifts and I love getting gifts. I think it's so much fun. To be like, this made me think of you. Or I thought you'd like this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're
or like,
good
maybe
gift
like
giver.
A gift exchange or something.
Cute.
And everybody would celebrate. And it's like a big, like you celebrate with big groups of people. Because that's what I like.
Yeah, that's the social.
And that's how everyone would celebrate my birthday with big groups of people.
Yeah.
You'd hate it.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, I think I'm going to be away that day.
Yeah, sorry, I can't make it.
I think I've come with the flu or something. They'd be like, but it's National Mia Day.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, that's what so would cute. I call it? I don't know. Be like, oh, and the decorations would be like really fun and colorful. There'd be confetti.
I love how you could have picked anything, but you picked your birthday.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I think everyone should celebrate my birthday. I love my birthday. And I want to give people gifts on my birthday. I want to give other people gifts. But I also want gifts.
I was thinking, like, I don't know, it's National Giving Back Day.
Oh, okay. Make me seem like an asshole. National Donate to Charity Day. Yeah.
Okay? Yeah.
Not everything's about you. I said my birthday.
And on top, I think the other episode, you were like, you're so self-centered. And then look at you.
I'm like, I think everyone should celebrate me all the time. Every year, all around the world. Everyone should celebrate me.
funny.
Okay.
Your turn.
Oh. I was trying to think of something.
Yeah, I know. I was like,
what am I trying to think of again? Okay, so this one, partly we've answered, but it was, what is your biggest ick? Or what are some of your icks?
Yeah, we've kind of dabbled.
Dipped our toes.
Yeah.
So other than men? Road rage.
In men?
Yeah. Or in women, whatever. I just feel like it's more juicy in men. I like making fun of men more, I think.
Yeah, it's easier.
There are more icks.
I feel like...
What is about to happen?
I think the men that need to be babysat, or like, what is it called? Mothered or babied? Mm. What do you call it?
Yeah.
Okay. All of those words?
All of them. Any of those would have been fine.
That gives me the ick. It's like, oh, you need me to make you food, make your laundry, clean
up after they, you. Like, don't know how to do laundry.
Like,
fuck, are you an adult?
Like, there was one friend of mine, oh my god, if she listens to this, she had to remind her boyfriend to brush his teeth.
Like, every day?
Yeah. Because or else he wouldn't. She's like, don't forget to brush your teeth. Like, what the fuck? That's such an ick! Do you know what I mean?
Did he ever live alone?
No, I don't think so. Like, it was...
Because I was like, how often did he brush his teeth when he lived alone? Once a month?
No, it was back when we were still, like, high school, college, almost. So, he was still living at home, but still.
What the fuck?
Like, I need to tell you to change your underwear and fucking... What the... Oh, no.
Change your underwear?
No, it's just an example.
Has that ever happened to you?
No.
I think that would be actually,
that would be it.
That's not an ick, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
If you don't know to change your own underwear, we're done here. You're obviously not the person who's gonna raise kids with me. Fuck. You can't even change your own underwear? Can't even remember to change underwear in the morning? Get out.
But I mean, I guess just not being a man is an ick. Like, that to me is not being a man.
Yeah.
You're
like
a child.
Like, not being an adult.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I should
be. And I'm like, I feel like not being a man, like, that can mean a lot of things.
Yes, sorry. But
yeah, not being like, an adult. Yeah.
Just not being an adult. Yeah. Ugh. That's an ick. Do you have one? I have so many. I mean, that's
so
just
many.
One of them. Yeah, exactly. But see, they're icks that are not, like, out of proportion. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not asking for a law. I'm just asking for you to fucking change your underwear and brush your teeth by yourself. Do you know what I mean? And then men will be like,
the bar's low.
Exactly. And then men will be like, oh, women have so many icks. You call that an ick? That's just the bare fucking minimum. Do you know
what
I mean?
That's actually called hygiene.
Literally. That's what I'm like. I can have as many icks as I want. The fuck?
Also, like, men can have icks too.
Of course.
That's why I think people are just too sensitive about it.
Honestly.
I do stuff.
If you're sensitive
about it.
Ew,
I gave myself the ick.
Exactly.
I do that all the time.
If you're sensitive about it, it's because it concerns you.
It's because you know it's true.
Yeah. It's because you fucking do that. And now we've brought it to the surface.
There's like certain things too where I'm like, oh, it gives me the ick, but like it's not like a deal breaker, or like it's just kind of like funny or whatever. But like, I think it's just when people are like, it gives me the ick where I'm like, I don't want to be with you. I'm like, okay, that's different.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like
just like a silly ick.
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay, I thought of another one too.
It's really silly, but it's when someone gets out of the shower or out of the bathtub, whatever, and they don't dry themselves before getting out. So there's like little water everywhere on the floor and on the mat. The mat is fucking... I need to put it in the dryer. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate that. That's such an ick. Fucking dry yourself before getting out. Ick.
I was going to say, if you text, like, not with your thumbs, like this.
With your index finger?
Like, ugh. You're touching me with those hands? No. Or with...
What's this? Index finger?
85? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What are you, 85?
Yeah.
Like, no. Do I do that?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. I was like,
I don't know anyone, like, under, honestly, the age of, like, 35, I'd say. Probably even more.
Yeah. So that's an ick.
I think so, yeah.
Huh. You know what's an ick? People who talk like this on their phone. Yeah.
Or on speaker like this. I'm like, okay, this and this, not a big difference, so just take it off fucking speaker.
Sean always talks like this.
I think that's a pet peeve to me, not an ick, but.
Just like that, it's fine. No, like this. Fucking lower your volume. Open. Yes! He talks like this.
I don't get it.
Ew.
How do you even.
Ick. Fucking ick.
Ugh. I'm trying to think of some other ones.
Probably someone who doesn't eat, like, properly.
I was just thinking of eating. I.
Like, why is your plate a mess? I could reuse my plate because there's not one single crumb on it.
Oh, I'm a pretty messy eater, I'd say.
No, you're...
No?
No, I think you're fine.
Okay. First of all, your plate yesterday of pizza, you literally tore it apart like it was a carcass. So I don't think you can really...
That was... Oh. That was one time because I just wanted the crust.
You're like, I could reuse my plate.
I think the fuck right. Not.
Looks like a fucking vulture got into it.
That's funny. What about eating? Like just someone like, who chews with their mouth open.
Yes!
Ick.
No, like, actually, ew. No, I can't. Like, my ex's stepdad, he would chew and then open his mouth every like three chews, for example. Like it would be like,
oh, that's so annoying.
It really gave me the ick. I was like, are you rolling it around in your mouth?
Ugh. I have family members who will eat and drink at the same time, and I know that's pretty common, but like their mouth is full and then they'll drink. But like there's still like some food on the side, but they're drinking at the same. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I'm like, you're gonna fucking choke, and it's not on me.
It's not even an ick. It's just a danger.
Literally,
it's just a hazard.
I'm like, can you stop doing that? The fuck?
Just I'm trying swallow. To like analyze what I do, but I think I swallow and then take a sip.
Yeah, I think so, because I would have noticed.
I also feel like that, like to like keep food in your mouth.
Yeah, my brain's like, hold on.
Yeah, why are we holding on to it?
I need to close the valve of that one. Open the other one. Fuck. Okay. I have one last
brain. Oh, you have another one. Okay, yeah. I thought we were done. Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, and you have to actually sing it.
This involves singing?
If you could choose a theme song, hold on. If you could choose a theme song for your life, what would it be?
Like, I'm choosing what I would want it to be or what it currently would be.
Oh, either or. I think what you would want it to be.
Okay.
Oh, God. So, one that comes to mind.
You know that? It was a joke, but... You don't what? Know that?
No. What the fuck was that? You seemed like you were having an episode. The fuck?
You're like, oh my... Do I call 911?
I'm like, is she okay?
Hold on, now
you
I
had
have
one
to
eye closed,
up.
One eye open. You're like this. Show me. What is that?
That's this part. I don't know if it does it again. Yeah. That's the part. It was like, tiki, ah!
I've never heard that song.
It was just like a... I mean, it's an actual song, but...
I figured.
It was like a, like memeified a lot.
Oh.
Anyways.
Okay.
That joke didn't land. Fuck. Tough also, crowd. That guy is in prison for graping.
Oh, no.
Women, so.
And worse.
Okay. And worse.
Okay. And you want that song to be the theme of your life? Lovely.
No. No, 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 no. I don't want the universe to hear me saying that. I take it back! Oh, that's actually such a hard question. I feel like the answer, it is just, like, too wholesome. You know what I mean?
Mine would be something from The Lion King.
What?
Yeah. Why? I don't know. It speaks about, like, life and nature. I'm like, yes!
Like Hakuna Matata?
Yeah! Pumbaa?
What?
Pumbaa?
Oh. I thought you said Pumbaa? I was like, who the fuck is Pumbaa?
You know they're coming out, actually, with the Mufasa movie, December 20th?
Yeah.
I can't wait. I didn't know it was that soon. Yeah, it's soon. And I want to go.
Yeah, I would go see that. Did you watch the live action one?
Yeah.
Was
it good? The Lion King?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it good?
Yeah, I cried.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
Beyonce is Nala.
Oh.
She has such a, like, a sultry voice.
So maybe my theme song would be, like... It would be Defying Gravity. I'm leaving space for the lyrics of right Defying now. Gravity.
Yeah, because you just went to watch it.
Yeah, and I'm obsessed with the soundtrack.
I understand.
I've been listening to it nonstop.
Yeah, as many people are. That's all I see on my feed.
I know. I actually, it's annoying me a little bit on my feed. I'm skipping through them because I don't want... I'm like, okay, stop showing me these. Like, I want my feed to be like...
Back to normal.
Yeah.
But they did great in terms of marketing.
Yeah.
Fuck. It's everywhere. That's all people are talking about. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Insane. No, it's huge. Is that under Disney? Wicked?
No, I don't think it is.
Oh.
Is it? I don't think so. We could get the answer.
Let's get it.
I looked up Is W and the first thing was Is Wicked a Disney movie? It's Universal Pictures, not Disney.
Oh, that makes sense, Universal.
But yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, yeah.
Soundtrack to my life.
Defying gravity.
Specifically leaving space for the lyrics. Or, what is this feeling?
What is it?
It's just about hating someone.
That's the name of the song?
What is this feeling?
Well, yeah. What is it? Sing it.
Can I play it?
Yeah.
Sing it?
Let's not get copyrighted.
Yeah, I'm sure they're gonna come after us. Because people are listening to this.
Dearest darling is Momsy and Popsicle. My dear father.
Kate, get that look off of your face. It's a musical and you know that, and that's what it is.
Okay, continue.
There's been some confusion over rooming here and she's. But of course I'll care for Nessa. But of course I'll always have. For I know that's how you'd want me to respond. Yes.
There's hold on, let me fast forward to...
I've never heard this song. Who sings
I
this?
The moment I laid eyes on you.
My pulse is
Ariana and Cynthia.
My head is reeling. Yeah, well, my face is flushing.
What is this feeling? Searching it as a flame. Does it have a name? Yes. Loathing. Unadulterated loathing.
You already know the song and it already just came out.
Well, it didn't just come out. It's been out for a long time because of the Broadway musical. But I didn't know it.
Exactly. So it's basically new to you.
Yeah, it is new to me.
Mm.
Loathing. Unadulterated loathing.
for your face. Your clothing.
Cute. Hold on, I just have to answer this.
Your dog's out of my face.
Dogs?
Your dogs.
They're feet.
You've never heard feet called dogs?
No.
What? Do you live under a rock? Are you on the internet?
I probably live under a rock. Fair enough.
Okay, that was it. 4 questions.
Yay.
That took longer than I thought it was going to take.
Me too. It's because we ask each other questions and then we just keep going on and on.
I know. I said, what is your biggest pet peeve? And then I started talking and talking and you barely answered the question. I didn't even let you. I said, sorry, this is actually a one woman show.
That sums it up, though.
Don't know why you're here.
All right.
On that note.
On that note, we gotta go. You got things.
I gotta go get glasses.
Yeah, we gotta go. So thank you for listening, and we will catch you in next week's episode.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.